It is Friday, March 13th, 2026, and apparently, it's Joule Day. Which feels appropriate because the AI industry just dropped 3 shiny objects and dared us not to chase them. This is KoiCast, I'm Hunter.
And I'm Riley. Also, quick disclaimer, this whole episode was cooked by a little assembly line of AI tools, so if we accidentally say something that sounds like it came from a sentient spreadsheet, that's the vibe.
That's the magic. All right, today's lead story is Sora shipping a references feature. Basically, you can save and reuse characters, styles, props, even camera moves, and pull them into new generations so your series doesn't look like it recast the actor every clip.
Which is huge, because until now, AI video consistency has been like dating a shapeshifter. Same person, different jawline, every time.
Exactly. And the non-obvious brand use case is not same spokesperson, new script. It's building a whole reusable kit, like your brand's mini universe, the same set dressing, the same hero product shelf, the same lighting vibe, and the same signature camera move.
Wait, hold up. I love that. So instead of a spokesperson, it's like the brand's cinematic language stays consistent, like how Apple commercials always feel like Apple commercials, even before you see the logo.
Yes, like a visual operating system. Imagine a weekly series where the character changes, but the world stays constant. The same studio space, same props, same framing rules. That's brand memory.
Okay, but Hunter, I'm going to challenge you. Doesn't that also risk making everything feel samey? Like, congrats, you invented corporate sitcom universe.
Totally fair. References can become a creativity cage if you overuse it. The trick is to lock the invariance and leave room for wildcards. Like, keep the character and the product true, but let the scenario, genre, or punchline swing.
So we're basically doing brand guardrails, not brand handcuffs. Got it.
Exactly. Now, the other thing people are yapping about is Sora getting pulled tighter into ChatGPT soon. If that happens, it compresses the workflow. You brainstorm, you write, you storyboard, you spit out video variants all in one place.
Or it becomes one place to get stuck, because ChatGPT loves to be like, here are 12 options, and then you're paralyzed for 3 hours and you never ship anything.
Yep. Single interface is not the same as a single workflow. If the system doesn't have structure, it's just a prettier doom loop. You still need a production rhythm, like ideation window closes, script locks, then it's generation time, then review time.
And you need humans to call it. Like, we're picking this one, we're not vibing for 8 more rounds. Otherwise, you'll generate until your taste buds die.
Okay. Which brings us to the catch creators are already whispering about with references drift. You can save a character, but over multiple generations, subtle details can slide. Hairline shifts, outfit changes, props morph, and then suddenly your consistent mascot looks like their cousin.
Yeah, and also sameness as a bug. Like, if the model clings too hard to the reference, everything looks like the same shot remixed. That's when audiences clock it as AI sludge.
Nope. Exactly. So how do you pressure test? You do a mini season before you commit. Generate multiple scenes, different lighting, different angles, different emotions. Then check the failure modes. Does the character survive a wide shot? Does the logo hold? Can you do motion without the face going weird?
And you do a legal sanity check early, because consistent character is also consistent rights question. If your reference comes from anything sketchy, you just scaled the problem.
Facts. Okay, story two. Higgsfield launched Soulcast inside Cinema Studio. It's basically a character builder where you pick attributes like archetype and era and traits, and you generate a consistent AI actor you can reuse.
This is the one that made my jaw drop, because they're also talking about exclusive rights, like you can lock the character so other people can't generate that same face.
Yeah, it positions AI actor IP as an asset class, a branded spokesperson you can run forever without reshoots, without scheduling, without talent decided they hate your product drama.
But isn't that also kind of renting uniqueness inside a walled garden? Like you're paying for the right to be special in their universe, and if they change the rules, you're cooked?
That's the tension. If your brand strategy depends on that character, you should ask, can I export the identity? Can I move it across tools? Or am I building my whole campaign on a proprietary lock?
Also, be honest. If exclusive AI actor becomes a thing, what stops the market from becoming 5 mega brands hoarding the best synthetic faces?
The same thing that stops it in other markets, consumers get bored. The advantage won't be prettiest face, it'll be best character writing. A synthetic actor is just a vessel. The brands that win will have a point of view, jokes, story arcs, and actual creative direction.
I love that, because it's like early YouTube. Everyone had the same camera eventually. The winners were the ones with taste and timing.
Exactly. Also, practical note for marketing teams, Soulcast is super relevant for localization. Same character, different languages, different cutdowns, different offers. Consistency is what makes it feel like a real campaign, not random AI clips.
Okay, but I'm going to give one more caution. If everybody uses archetypes, we're going to get 1,000 identical, relatable bestie characters selling toothpaste.
Yeah, your prompt defaults are your destiny.
Put that on a shirt.
All right, story three. Claude can do interactive visualizations in chat via artifacts, so you can ask for a chart or diagram and it renders inline, often as HTML and SVG, and you can iterate on it as the conversation evolves.
This is the first time I've felt like, okay, the AI analyst doesn't just talk, it shows its work in a way your boss will actually understand.
Exactly. The boardroom-ready use case is campaign reporting loops. You dump in performance data, you ask Claude to visualize by channel, by creative theme, by audience segment, and then you iterate live, like remove outliers, show rolling trend, compare regions, and it updates.
And the danger is that it can mislead stakeholders with confident-looking charts, like if the data is messy or the time window is cherry-picked. The visualization looks legit and everyone nods.
Yep. Pretty charts can be a lie with better typography. So the human skill is asking the annoying questions. What's the source? What's missing? Are we double counting? Is the chart showing correlation dressed up as causation?
Also, marketing teams love a narrative. Claude will happily give you a narrative. You still need someone to be like, cool story. Is it true?
Exactly. And separately, Claude Code plus GitHub Actions are getting paired for CI automation. That's more devy, but there's a marketing equivalent.
Wait. I'm obsessed. Marketing CI. Like, we run tests before shipping content?
Yes. Content QA automation. A pipeline that checks claims, checks required disclaimers, checks brand terms, checks that the offer matches the landing page, checks that the creative doesn't mention a banned phrase, and it flags issues before you post.
That's so good. But don't turn the repo into an AI babysitting job. Like, if it flags everything, people will ignore it like cookie pop-ups.
Exactly. You tune it. High signal checks only. And keep humans for edge cases.
Okay, quick ecosystem vibe check. The past week has felt like everyone is racing toward repeatability. Not just better outputs, but actual systems. Video models getting consistency knobs, chat models getting workflow features, and automation hooks creeping into everything.
Yep, and we've been talking about this on recent episodes too. Open weights keep getting better for workflows, but closed tools keep winning on polish and convenience. This week's news is basically closed tools saying, "We heard you, you want production features, not just demos."
And meanwhile, creators on X are like, "Cool, can it keep the same person's face?" That's the whole thing. Consistency is the actual feature.
Which brings us to the realistic human skill that gets more valuable next year. Creative systems thinking. People who can design repeatable pipelines with taste built in. Not just prompt writers. Operators.
And the job title that should be mildly nervous is anyone whose whole role is assembling slides, basic reports, or first-pass analytics charts. Because Claude just moved into that apartment.
Yep. But it doesn't erase the job. It changes it. The human becomes editor, verifier, and storyteller, not screenshot collector.
All right, before we go, meme caption time. Sora References is like, your brand character can finally stop reincarnating every clip.
Accurate. And Higgsfield Exclusive Rights is like, congrats, you bought DLC for a face.
Hunter!
Too real. Too real.
Extremely.
All right, Jewel Day people, thanks for hanging with us. Subscribe so you don't miss the next episode.
And go check out koei.com/resources for AI news and updates. Treat yourself like a jewel today, but also maybe pressure test your AI actor before you cast them as your brand's new CEO.
Catch you next time.